Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lee Richard. Batting second. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting third. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ken Hotman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Sandy Alomar. Batting second. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Fregosi. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Parker. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jeff Torborg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rudy May. Pitching for the California Angels, Rudy May. And now, play ball. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is called out on strikes. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a fly ball into left field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fregosi fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Hotman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hotman strikes out. One out. Ed Herrmann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrmann strikes out. Two outs. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fregosi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wood for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Torborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torborg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rudy May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 1 in the game. Richard is called out on strikes. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 1 in the game. McKinney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Melton takes first base on ball 4. McKinney moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Hotman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Herrmann and he is safe. Berry steals second. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to third. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Angels. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Hotman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hotman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hotman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Parker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Herrmann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrmann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Parker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Billy Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker strikes out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Torborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torborg is 0 for 1 in the game. Torborg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 2 in the game. Richard is called out on strikes. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McKinney takes first base on ball 4. Wood moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Melton hits a pop-up towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Rudy May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May is called out on strikes. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a pop-up towards short. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. Reichardt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Angels. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Hotman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hotman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hotman takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Luis Alvarado pinch hits for Ed Hermann. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado takes first base on ball 4. May moves to third. Hotman moves to second. Steve Hunt's pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Steve Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt strikes out. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 3 in the game. Richard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May scores. Hotman scores. Alvarado moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Lloyd Allen now pitching. Pat Kelly pinch hits for Walt Williams. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alvarado scores. Richard moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Alan. Richard scores. Kelly moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Melton takes first base on ball 4. McKinney moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Pat Kelly now playing right field. Luis Alvarado now playing shortstop. Tom Egan now catching. Tom Bradley now pitching. Jay Johnstone now playing. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fregosi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McMullen hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer pinch hits for Billy Cowan. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-2 in the game. Parker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Angels 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Spencer now playing first base. Jim Fregosi now playing left field. Tom Murphy now pitching. Bruce Christensen now playing shortstop. Sandy A. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christensen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnstone moves to second. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan strikes out. There goes Johnstone. The throw from Torborg and Johnstone is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Mickey Rivers pinch hits for Tommy Reynolds. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stevenson pinch hits for Jeff Torborg. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Christensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevenson moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevenson moves to third. Christensen moves to second. Roger Ripos pinch hits for Ken Berry. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevenson scores. Christensen scores. Alomar moves to third. It's 5-4, White Sox. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fregosi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alomar scores. Ripos moves to second. It's White Sox, 5, Angels, 5. Steve Keeley now pitching. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McMullen strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer is walked intentionally. Tony Gonzalez pinch hits for Tom Murphy. Terry Forster now pitching. Sid O'Brien pinch hits for Tony Gonzalez. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Angels 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mickey Rivers now playing center field. John Stevenson now catching. Roger Ripos now playing right field. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a pop-up towards short. Christensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Fregosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McKinney hits a fly ball into right field. Ripos settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Angels 5. The Angels will come to bat. Joe Horland now pitching. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Horland covering, for the out. One out. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevenson for the out. Two outs. Bruce Christensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Christensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Angels 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melton moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. Melton moves to third. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Stevenson for a passed ball. Melton scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, White Sox. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christensen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels 5. The Angels will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a pop-up towards short. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Ripoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripoz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Ripoz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and California Angels, 5. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.